And I guess the question is, what kind of a threat does that pose to us here in the United States? I want to read to you what was just recently said by Mr. Olson, who's the nominee to lead the National Counterterrorism Center, in his confirmation hearing just on Tuesday. He said, Al-Shabaab's bombing last year targeting Westerners shows the group is willing and capable of striking outside Somalia and therefore poses a significant threat. So my question to, I think, Mr. Folk and Mr. Jocelyn is, how big of a threat is this to the United States? I mean, there are those who will say that these individuals are leaving the United States to join these national forces in a civil war, and that that is their main focus. Their threat, or their focus, is not on posing a threat to the United States. How would you respond to that?
Thank you, Congressman. As I set forth in my written remarks, I believe that the threat that we need to be aware of is the fact that the terrorist training camps run by al-Shabaab teach their participants how to kill people, how to utilize weapons, how to build bombs, and in addition to the military training, provide an ideological indoctrination that teaches that it's okay to do that.